The election time is here once again, and the lure that your vote makes a difference is nothing more than a scam. You see, the boys who run the propaganda machine, the mainstream media, are the ones who decide who will live and who will die. Nah, they're not prostitutes, like Gerald Celente would have us believe. And no, the machine is not corporate-owned, like Alex Jones tells us. They're Jews. And I'm going to tell you just who they are. CBS is owned by Murray Rothstein. He passes himself off as Sumner Redstone. NBC is owned by Brian Roberts. His CEO is Jeff Zucker. ABC's CEO is Robert Iger. He took the reins from Disney's Michael Eisner. Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch, a proven Zionist. His mother, Elizabeth Green, is of Jewish extraction. CNN is owned by Time Warner, where Jewish mogul Carl Icahn apparently calls the shots. Its top reporter, Dana Bash, who trashed Ron Paul back in the primaries.
There's no question. I'm sure you talk to Republicans who are worried as well, just like I am, that Ron Paul will continue on long into the spring and summer, even further, even if he runs as a Republican or as an independent. Nobody thinks that he will ultimately be the nominee.
Well, of course she's worried. Her real name is Dana Ruth Schwartz. Print media bears the same Jewish stamp. To name a few, Time magazine shifts from one Jew to another. The New York Times is owned by the Sulzberger family, and Newsweek is co-owned by Jane Harmon and Hollywood's Barry Diller, all bringing the news that's fit to print, as long as it has a strong Jewish imprint. So go ahead and vote. But the Jewish fix is in. They smeared Pat Buchanan back in the 90s and ignored Ron Paul in 2012 and left us two losers to choose from. You see, democracy is any country, like America, where Jews are in control. And they've got the media all wrapped up, lock, stock, and you over the barrel.